A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit, like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this. If the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. Peter said, "Lord, are you telling this parable for us or for everyone?" And the Lord said, "Who then is the faithful and prudent manager whom his master will put in charge of his slaves to give them their allowance of food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master will find at work when he arrives. Truly, I tell you, he will put that one in charge of all his possessions. But if that slave says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and if he begins to beat the other slaves, men and women, and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour that he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and put him with the unfaithful. That slave who knew what his master wanted but did not prepare himself or do what was wanted, will receive a severe beating. But one who did not know and did what deserved a beating will receive a light beating. From everyone to whom much has been given, much will be required. And from one to whom much has been entrusted, even more will be demanded." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today's reading from the Gospel of Luke is a follow-up to last Sunday's stories about material possessions. Jesus doesn't condemn wealth, but he does caution us about its seductive power. Like brothers fighting over their inheritance, or the rich man who builds bigger and bigger barns to store his ever-increasing wealth, we can become preoccupied with gaining more. Our whole economy is built on obtaining and consuming more and more, to the point where the planet can no longer sustain such consumption. Jesus senses that the root cause of this obsessing with having more is not so much greed as it is anxiety, the fear of not having enough. A recent New York Times article seems to confirm that analysis. It tells the story of several entrepreneurs in Silicon Valley who, though their net worth is $2 to $3 million, do not consider themselves rich. Instead, they compare themselves to others whose net worth is $20 or $30 million, and they worry about whether they can keep up. They work 60-hour weeks to help ensure that they will earn enough to preserve the lifestyle they desire. Jesus' answer to such anxiety is the same as it was to the people of his day. He says simply, "Do not be afraid." Then he offers something infinitely more valuable than material wealth. Your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Not a physical place. The kingdom is God's presence, God's action, God's rule in the world. It is God's promise to be with us even in the face of evil. And it is offered free of charge to everyone. We don't have to work for it. We don't have to earn it. We simply need to receive it. It comes to us as grace to act as God wants us to act as God acts, forgiving, giving generously, including all, restoring to life. All the things that Jesus did. Of course, if our hands and our hearts and our lives are filled to overflowing with things we cling to, we won't be free enough to accept the gift. So Jesus says, get rid of what you don't need. Sell it. Better yet, share it with those who have less. Then you will have space for the treasure I give. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Jesus' heart was often centered on people who didn't count for much in society, children, people who were poor or blind or lame. He called them blessed because they were already empty of the excesses that so many of us cling to. This made them available for the gift he had to offer. It's not automatic, of course. Anyone can cling to even a small possession so vehemently that it crowds out the kingdom. Still, empty hands help us open our hearts to receive the kingdom. The goods of this world don't belong to us by right. They are given to be shared. And the more we have, not just goods, but also power, education, influence, the more we have, the greater is our responsibility to assure that all is distributed equitably. We are simply the stewards, the servants who care for the household until the full coming of the kingdom. On that day, God will seat everyone at table. Those who are poor and those who have been faithful servants attending to their needs. Then God will delight each one by serving them the banquet of the kingdom.